It's Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. This week, we're reporting on the primary elections in Northern Illinois congressional districts and the race for U.S. Senate. For expert analysis, we turn once again to Matt Streb, who chairs the Political Science Department at Northern Illinois University. Matt, welcome back to Morning Edition.
Hey, Dan. It's great to be back with you.
I'd like to begin with the 6th and 11th congressional districts, which are roughly halfway between DeKalb and Chicago. Illinois 6 has long been held by Wheaton native Peter Roskam, who's the chief deputy whip, or number 4 in the House leadership. He faces Gordon J. Kinsler from Glen Ellyn, a surgeon and lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve. Matt, it's been a while since Roskam faced a primary challenge. What's going on?
This is a classic case of what's happening at the national level playing out in a local level. Peter Roskam's the establishment. He's conservative, and I'm going to talk about that more in a second, but he's certainly the establishment. You got Jay Kinsler, who's running kind of a Donald Trump-like campaign. I mean, he wants to build a wall and thinks that the wall is effective, and Roskam says, well, that's ridiculous. The wall is not effective, especially not in rural areas and things like that. Kinsler is attacking Roskam for not being conservative enough. That's a little bit of a departure from kind of the Trump analogy, but he attacks Roskam for voting to raise the debt ceiling, for supporting a budget that had funding for Planned Parenthood. And I think this is what you see right now going on in American politics. Peter Roskam is not a moderate by any stretch of the imagination. He voted with the National Right to Life Committee and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce 100% of the time. Social conservative, fiscal conservative, but Kinsler is trying to make him out to be not conservative enough. And I think that's exactly what you see kind of playing out nationally in American politics.
Well, how effective has Kinsler been in painting Roskam as something slightly less than conservative?
Yeah, the thing is, Roskam has far more money than Kinsler, as you would expect. You just overwhelming him in terms of money. And most people would say this is not going to be a close race. And Roskam is well established. It's a conservative area. He's well liked in that area by all accounts. Yet you can't help but wonder, you think about Eric Cantor in the back of your head, right?
He's the House Majority Leader.
Who all of a sudden was beaten out of nowhere. Nobody predicted that. I'm certainly not predicting that Roskam's going to lose. I'm just saying there's a very similar thing. You see this happening an awful lot right now where the debate is not over who can get things done in Congress. It's over who is the true conservative. It reminds me of a couple years ago when we had the primary between Don Manzullo and Adam Kinzinger, right? These guys are both conservative. They're both really conservative, and they're arguing over who the true conservative is, and it gets kind of silly at some point.
Well, there are two Democrats running for the nomination in the 6th District. Robert Marshall is a radiologist who's worked in several communities, including Rockford. He faces Amanda Holland, who ran for a state senator in the last general election and lost. Which Democrat is raising the most money?
Well, neither are raising a whole heck of a lot. This is a solidly conservative district. It's very difficult to get Democratic candidates to run in this district. And I don't mean this in a pejorative way, but it's hard to get what political scientists would call a quality challenger. And a quality challenger is somebody who's generally held previous office before, somebody who can raise a significant amount of money. And neither Holland or Marshall would qualify in that quality challenger. That's not to say anything about what they are as candidates and positions they take on issues. They just don't meet the traditional definition of what a quality challenger is.
Well, let's turn to the Democratic 11th District, where incumbent Bill Foster has no challenger. The Republicans of the race are Tonia Khoury, Dominic Stella, and Herman White. Khoury is a DuPage County board member, so we know she can win an election. And she's a member of the Republican National Committee's Young Guns program. Mm-hmm. Remind us, Matt, about this program.
Not only is she a member of the Young Guns, which is an organization trying to get the next generation of Republican leaders elected, she also has been endorsed by Maggie's List, which is a PAC. She's got a lot of PAC money, actually, but this is a specific PAC that is committed to electing conservative women to Congress. It's almost the conservative equivalent of Emily's List. She is, again, the establishment here. Roskam has endorsed her, and she's raised more money, significantly more money, than her opponents have.
Dominic Stella and Herman White.
Although Nick Stella and Herman White both are kind of interesting. Stella's a cardiologist. He's making health care, not surprisingly, a big part of his campaign. And he wants to repeal Obamacare, but it's kind of like Donald Trump in the debate the other day. He likes that people can stay on their parents' coverage until they're 26. He also wants to make sure people with pre-existing conditions are covered. If you look at Herman White is a physicist. physicist who used to work at Fermilab with Bill Foster. That would be kind of an interesting. I was watching some video of Herman White the other day, and he reminded me a little bit of Bill Foster when Bill Foster was first running for Congress. Foster kind of stumbled over some things. You could tell he's incredibly bright. Herman White, I just don't know what kind of politician he is. He's made innovation a major issue in his campaign, and not surprising given his science background. So there's a bunch of kind of interesting stuff going on there, but I think, you know, Corey is she's been the establishment, and that traditionally would be a plus. Whether it's a plus this year, I guess we'll find out on primary day.
Matt Streb chairs the Political Science Department at Northern Illinois University. Matt, let's talk about the 8th and 14th districts tomorrow.
Can't wait, Dan.